Good evening and welcome to Atlantic Tales on Clare FM. On today's show, we hear from members of three of Clare's men's sheds. Men's sheds are non-profit local organisations that provide a space for social interaction and craft work. The movement originated in Australia in the 1980s with the aim of improving the health and well-being of older men. The Irish Men's Sheds Association was formed in 2011, 2 years after the first shed in the country opened in Tipperary. Ireland has become one of the leading nations for the movement, with around 400 sheds registered nationally and at least 12,000 men visiting a shed every week. The first of Clare's 10 men's sheds was formed in 2013 in Ennis by Frank McNamara. The shed has moved twice since and is now located at a seemingly unlikely site on the outskirts of the town.
The sheds in general, they're a national organisation, but the shed in Ennis and in Clare in 2012, because we were just coming out of a serious downturn. I was a plumber by trade, I had been on the building, so I did a community development diploma in UAG, and it's there I actually learned about men's sheds first. And I decided, you know, maybe at that time in my life, that was something that I could use, because work was bad, and you know. So anyway, I went looking for a men's shed in Ennis, in any part of Clare, and there wasn't one. So I set about putting one together. So I suppose I approached a few like-minded men. I told them my idea, who again hadn't heard about it. We approached Clare Local Development Company, and they gave us a kind of a start off. They supported us, and we went into Centrepoint, which was owned by Tony Mulqueen at the time. And Tony gave us a unit, and he said, and as it happened, we got two units from him, two smaller units. And that's where we started. So we went from there, driving ahead, and we had to move. After a couple of years, we had to move. We went to Alan Lewis on the Clan Road and told him our story, and things were starting to pick up a bit now at this stage. But anyway, we went to Alan Lewis. We were there for a few years, and just last year, we had been approached at the council for several years for a permanent home. We approached the council again, and we were talking, and they suggested the landfill site here in Dura, where we are standing now at the minute. And to be honest, we probably raised a lot of eyebrows at first at the thoughts of it, considering what it used to be. So we came together, I suppose, and we had a look, and we had a plan, and we had a blank canvas. And that's what we realised when we came here. And that's where we are standing today. But I suppose sheds in general, their social inclusion is the biggest thing here for all men. And as well, you know, Pat, the only place that men will congregate is the bar. Now, I think from the downturn in 2008, we all learned, there was a lot of lads learned that wasn't the answer either. So the men's shed is, like I say, there's no judgment, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, where you came from, what you've worked all your life, or still working in my case. It's just, I suppose, like a lot of people have described it, a creche for older lads. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, and I suppose it's important to say that, okay, it's a men's shed, it's for men, but it's actually the women in the community that encourage their men to go to it.
Yes.
That's what we have found over time. So the shed is there for, as you can see, there are probably 15 or 20 lads here today, all doing different jobs, because we have so many different jobs we can be doing in areas we can work, and we're all socially distant. And that's our sheds, and that's where sheds came from in Ennis.
Back in 2013, Frank never thought that the Ennis men's shed would, over the years, grow into one of the best in the country.
If I was to dare dream of what the shed could be, I would not dream that it was going to be this good. That's how good this is. We've had an awful lot of support from the community, from the local authority, from several businesses, the local development company. You know, the importance of sheds. Unlike me in 2012 not knowing what a shed is, we're in 2021 now, everyone knows what a men's shed is. And they know the importance of them. Even for guys that are at home because they're retired or they're sick or they're unemployed or whatever they are, they need an outlet. You know, there are a lot of stories out about lads that hadn't left their house for a couple of years other than to go to the shop, and ended up going to the men's shed eventually, because lads don't just decide this morning, I'm going to the men's shed, and off they go. It could take months for them to actually make that step. But when lads come to it, they realise they're only talking to lads like themselves. Everyone is the same. And as one of the lads said earlier, one of the most important thing is leave your feelings outside the door, because the crack is good, and you know, lads, the way they carry on and cod among themselves. So sheds are so important for so many different aspects of the community, be it domestic side of things, but even in health. And I suppose I'll say this to, and hopefully some of our HSE are listening, because what we have found here in the years is that there are a lot of men coming to sheds and they have a complaint or an illness or a soreness or a sickness. And when they come to the shed, they're actually encouraged to go to the doctor or to, you know, get that seen to you, will you, or whatever. You know what I mean? What has happened in quite a few cases is there have been health issues caught early because he was in a men's shed. Because he was able to talk to someone else that said, yeah, I had that. And do you know what it ended up as? Do you know what I mean? And this,
yes.
It's hugely important. I suppose one of the most important, and on the health side of it. So I suppose we do need to be supported for that, to realise the importance of the shed. A shed isn't just men coming together, drinking tea or doing a project. It's got so many different facets along with it that it's doing, but no one ever actually thinks about them. You know, one of the most important conversations I had in the shed was a conversation on prostate cancer. Three of us stood up in the middle of the shed. We were just having a conversation and it came out about prostate cancer. One of the guys was actually being tested for it and wanting another, and another guy was just, you know, kind of apprehensive. And we had a conversation. Not in my wildest dreams would I have ever thought that I would be standing up talking to two other men about prostate cancer, because you know yourself, that just doesn't happen.
Lads don't talk about it.
About that. You know, you stay away from it. But these are the things that are happening in the sheds. You know, and like I say, lads are going then, they're going to the doctor earlier, they're being seen earlier, they're getting earlier treatment, their health is better for it, there's less of a weight on the health service, because all these things are being caught earlier. A lot of the good things, I suppose, the sheds do. You know, and that's the important thing that, like I say, people don't realise, that sheds are picking up on stuff. We're not looking for it. We just happen to see it's no more than exactly like you said. Guys living at home, there's only someone coming in and out to see him once a week. We might see him two or three or four times a week. So we'll see the changes and we'll see the differences. And like I say, he'll end up with that complaint. And I can absolutely guarantee you one of the lads has already had that complaint or knows someone that has. And that's how the conversation gets going. It's all the important things the shed does without having figures to quantify that. Now, if you multiply that with 10 sheds in Clare. We have 10 sheds in Clare now. 2013, we had none. And all going fairly well. There's a few need a bit of support, but you'll have that anyway. You have somewhere in the region of 3,500 sheds in the country at the moment, active sheds. Now, due to one thing or another, there have quite an amount of sheds in the country have failed or closed or whatever. But if you multiply the numbers of men in sheds in the country and doing all the work we're talking about, I suppose it's important that these sheds are supported locally. Now, we've been very, very lucky here. We have been supported. And as you can see, I don't think we actually want for anything here, which is a great thing to be able to say.
Men's sheds in Clare have been supported by organisations including the Clare Local Development Company, Limerick and Clare Education and Training Board, and in Ennis by the local authority and Rosh Ireland, which continues to wind down its operations in Clare Castle. One of those former Rosh workers who joined the Ennis Men's Shed along with other colleagues is Pat O'Shea.
Well, I suppose I got involved about 2 years ago, Pat. It was when Rosh, the final close down was about to happen. A few of the lads down there, particularly Shawnee Bugler and Dave Hutchinson, had this idea about forming a Rosh Men's Shed. They pulled together a group of people and there was a huge interest. There was about 20 lads initially showed interest in getting involved. So that was my involvement from the start. Well, this was a great opportunity, and I suppose the other thing is that a lot of people were taking early retirement, and you know, a lot of these guys weren't that old. You know, they're younger guys now in their late 50s, maybe early 60s, who still were very active and had a lot still to contribute. So the men's shed was a perfect forum for that.
And all these men, of course, would have had their own expertise, their own skills, their own knowledge, which they could bring and impart as well. That's also very important.
It was important, and particularly as the shed grew and evolved here, you know, we had fitters, we had welders, we had electricians, you know, fellas who were very, very good with their hands. Other people were good more on the administrative side, which also helped in terms of going to seek funding and get grants and all that. You know, because a lot of the work that we've done here on the shed, we've done it ourselves. And that's been part of the fun, is getting lads here, working together, having a bit of fun and having a bit of crack and blackguarding each other.
Yeah.
which is what it's all about.
Leave the feelings at the gate, as Frank was saying, yeah. Let's talk about the site. This is on the Quinn Road out of Venice. It's on the grounds of the former dump that was here many, many years ago, long since gone, of course. You have a fine site here.
Well, initially, we got a site probably about a quarter of an acre. It's, as you say, it's in the old landfill facility. We have a caretaker agreement in place with that with Clare County Council. So we got the site from Clare County Council, which we're very grateful for. And we fenced in that site. We now have a 15 metre by 7 workshop, brand new workshop that we've installed about maybe 6 weeks ago. We have a smaller metalworking workshop. We have a storage, metal storage area. We have a porta cabin. Now, a lot of this, Roche was very, very good to us in that when it was closing down, they had a lot of surplus facilities there. So they donated us a pretty large porta cabin. They also, the two steel sheds that I mentioned, they donated those to us as well. The workshop is brand new. Again, we got a fabulous donation from Tomar. They're an organisation in Cork. We got a very significant donation for them, which funded that workshop.
The Ennis shed has proven to be an example to others around the county and country, and work is continuing on utilising other available land around the main buildings.
I suppose in addition to that quarter acre site now, there's also an area outside of that fenced-in area, approximately an acre, I would say, which again, we've got an agreement from the Clare County Council, and we'll be signing a long-term lease on that. And that's more for kind of horticultural activities. Like already we've sown quite a few fruit trees. There's a small wetland area with a pond for wildlife. There's kind of a general garden area where people can come and sow their own vegetables and see them grow and harvest them then in due course. So the full extent of the site would be maybe about an acre and a quarter, I'd say, Pat.
It would be a large enough shed.
It is. I'd say you're right. It certainly would be the biggest facility in Clare. And I'd say one of the biggest in the country. We were very, very fortunate in that we got a lot of help from Roche in the early days. The council came on board with us, and I have to kind of pay a special tribute to Niamh Wiley in Clare County Council. She was a huge help to us and really advocated for us with the council to get the site here. She also gave us, put us in the way of, told us where to go looking for grants and financial assistance. So we have been fortunate in that respect. And maybe our timing was good as well, that we had with Roche closing down. Also, the old Ennis men's shed, at the same time, they were in the process of looking for a new home. They came on board with us. We joined up together, and that, by combining forces, I think that helped us in terms of persuading Clare County Council to give us what we have today.
While some work had been going on behind the scenes during the pandemic, the Ennis shed finally reopened for some outdoor activities. Now that further COVID restrictions have been eased, the shed is now open to new members.
Well, we've only opened up for membership now in the last month. Because of COVID, we couldn't do that because our activities here were quite restricted. It was all outdoor activities and we had to have social distancing and all that. So it's only now that we can start doing indoor activities. But it cost €30 to join the men's shed for a year. And then our plan would be then that people would make a weekly contribution of €2 to go towards the tea and the coffee
and biscuits,
other bits and pieces.
Which obviously is an important part. I mean, you do a lot of hard work here. A lot of hard graft has gone on here. It's very, very obvious. But sitting down with a cup of tea for some people is huge.
It is. Like we have plans that we think that we'll probably get in somewhere in the region of 50 members. That's our target. Now, I would say of those 50, I'd say 20 of them will probably never lift a tool, will never lift a shovel. They would come down here purely for the social contact.
Yeah.
And that's a huge part of the main shed. When people retire, your social circle gets smaller and you have to work to make the social contact. This is a perfect forum for it. And I think that's, some people, they want to work with their hands. But there's a lot of people that don't. It's just the social contact.
And that's fine too.
And that's perfect.
Absolutely. Apart from the money then that you contribute yourselves, the annual fee and the few bob every week for the tea and the coffees, you've had a lot of external help and financial help as well.
We have, Pat, and really have to acknowledge some of the sponsors. I've already mentioned Roche. Roche were a huge help to us from the start. The second big one was Tomar, without whom we wouldn't have a workshop today. But on top of that then, we got money from the HSE lottery funds, which funded a polytunnel that we have here. We got a grant from the Comic Relief that funded IT equipment. We have two computers, a printer and a modem, courtesy of them. We also got, small amounts of money from CLDC and some various other local organisations. we've got huge help, Pat, and without the help, we wouldn't have what we have today.
Coming up after the break, we travel to Doonbeg and Shannon to speak to members of the sheds there.
Atlantic Tales on Clare FM, in association with Nolo Loughlin Insurance Services, for all your general insurance and life assurance needs. Call Noel 086 845 9912. Visit o'loughlinfinancial.ie.
Welcome back to Atlantic Tales. On today's show, we hear from members of three of Clare's men's sheds. The Irish Men's Shed Association was formed in 2011, 2 years after the first shed in Ireland opened in Tipperary. In West Clare, a former national school has received a new lease of life and is now home to the Doonbeg Men's Shed. After the idea of establishing a shed in Doonbeg was floated by local man John Smith, a well-attended meeting was held locally to further explore the idea, as Doonbeg Men's Shed Chairman Michael Gallagher explains.
Thereon then we had meetings in the hall, and then we decided there was a committee appointed. And after that then, Father Kinney had given permission to the Men's Shed start up here in October 2017. I suppose there was a few Men's Sheds, I suppose, in East Clare and Innes, so we contacted John Smith, had contacts with the Innes Men's Shed, and they came back and they kind of advised us on how to go about setting it up, etc. And insurance was, of course, a big thing, like, you know. Then after that, it kind of took off, and we were very fortunate, I suppose, that a lot of lads gave us second-hand furniture. We set up our kind of sitting room here, and then we have the tool room as well, which is great, like, you know. And there's classes here every Wednesday, our carpentry and wood-turning classes. As well then, in, as we said, our sitting room, that's come and play cards, we can hold meetings, you know, hold meetings down again. It's kind of a kitchen as well, come dining room, have a cup of coffee, and John Smith's wife is a trays, is very good to us. She makes fresh homemade buns every week. Keep us healthy. But we also have a shed here, where out here at the back, where we store timber that will be used in the tool room as well. And last year, or we'd say 2 years ago, we'd say before the pandemic started, we made a lot of seeds, floor boxes for the Doonbeg community, tidy towns. We also helped out there on one occasion with the Doonbeg Drama Festival. We had a few other things in the pipeline. Just before this pandemic started, we were going to produce a calendar for the Christmas. That unfortunately has fallen through at the moment, but we're hoping to go ahead maybe this year. All going well, you know.
Michael also believes that sheds are particularly important to men in rural areas, and the Doonbeg Shed has members from a wide area.
It is, yeah, because, see, as I said, if you live in a town, you can go for a walk through the town any day, you meet people that you know. In the countryside, it's different because, you know, with they'll be miles apart, maybe people are miles apart, and maybe you might meet somebody maybe for a few days, you know. So the Men's Shed, it adds to the social scene, definitely, and it helps people to come together. A lot of people that are coming here at the moment had never maybe met each other before, in one sense. You know, we have people from Curra Clare, we have people from near La Bashira, people from Kilkee, Doonbeg, up towards Mullock. So all those people, you know, they normally would never maybe have met, are now coming here every day. And it into itself, in the sense that you can have the chat, walk around there. If you have any bit of a problem, maybe you never know, you can discuss it with somebody, you know. We run a good Men's Shed, like, in the sense that we are very committed. We have a good, strong committee, and we're very committed to keeping it open and keeping it going, you know. And it's commitment that you need from everybody, really, you know. So that's important.
Willie Nolan is also a member of the Doonbeg Men's Shed.
Well, it was John Smith that mentioned it one night at a development meeting, and he just said that they were going to start one here, and I only live down the road, so I decided, sure, why wouldn't I join it? I was retired anyway, so I decided I'd join. There's about 35 to 40 people here, and I know them all. We're all friends.
Is it important to a local community, particularly a rural community, to have something like this?
Oh, it's very important, because you know where we are here now in West Clare, like, it's very important that we have something like this. Yeah.
Can you imagine what you would be doing if you didn't have an outlet like the Men's Shed?
We'd be getting jobs at home that I didn't want to do.
It gets you out of the house.
Yeah, out of the house.
You obviously have met people as well that you wouldn't have met before.
Oh, God,
and there are people you'd know from the local community. That's so you're making friends as well.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, lad. She would hear for 3 hours every Tuesday morning.
And what would you be doing on a Tuesday morning, apart from drinking the coffee and eating some lovely scones?
Well, we'd be doing that anyway. But sometimes I help out there at the carpentry and that sort of stuff. And I don't take a leading part in any of the stuff that goes on. So I play cards sometimes and that sort of thing.
But it's a social outlet.
Oh, it is, yeah. We go on a bus trip twice a year then. And we all chip in on the bus. 60 of us go off on the bus for the day, and it's marvellous.
Father Gerry Kenny is co-parish priest of the Cush Farraga pastoral area and was key in securing the former national school in Baltard for the Doonbeg Men's Shed. Father Gerry knows the value of the shed to the members.
I think it's vital, especially, you know, I mean, a lot of the people that come here, some of them would have been retired, they have skills and they're, you know, they've developed this. There's, as you can see inside, there's a marvellous sort of wood shed going on, and they help the community because they're doing flower boxes and they're doing stuff for Christmas and things like that, that they'll integrate back into the community, and they're very well supported in that whole endeavour. And like, just a social aspect. Like I've been talking to just a few of them here this morning. This is my first visit to the men's shed since COVID. And just, you know, glad to be back, to have a place to gather. And, you know, that's vital in terms of, like, we're actually in Mental Health Week. And, like, for all of us, like, just to have that contact, I think that's what a lot of people missed during the times of lockdown and things like that, that, you know, with the limit and restriction on travel, that we mm-hmm. couldn't gather. So gradually and safely, people are returning, and that's very, very positive. And this is wider than the Doonbeg community, because people are coming here from Labuschagne, from Coire Clare, or from Kilkee, or surrounding areas. And, you know, there's like, there's great life and vibrancy in this group. Like, they do the lotto together, they play cards together, and they go on trips together. You know, pre-COVID, they were really vibrant. And I think they're planning that as restrictions are lifting, they're going to have that vibrancy again. And it's so important, you know, and it gives them all something to look forward to in the week.
And is it more important as we come out of COVID and come out of all those lockdowns?
I think so. Because especially I think some of our elderly people, that they're, you know, the culture for all through COVID was about, you know, they protecting themselves and isolating and stuff like that. That it's important that we have steps for them now to re-engage with activity and with gathering again, that are safe and that they feel comfortable in.
In Shannon, the idea of a men's shed was first mooted in 2012 and is now based in the Smithstown Industrial Estate. Chairman Christy Collins says it's a busy shed with about 50 members and that activities are now beginning to return to normal after successive lockdowns.
It was Sister Jo in the convent brought the idea to the Family Resource Centre, and she came up with the idea to get a men's shed because she must have heard about it. And it was out in Australia for years. So that's how it was actually set up. And we had a premises in Ballycasey Craft Centre which wasn't suitable to purpose because we couldn't do any work there, just had tea and meetings. So we got onto Tony Mulcahy, he was a senator at the time, and he got onto Shannon Commercial Properties, which we got this building 2015. So we can do work, and we have four rooms. We have the meeting room and three workshops. They had a chairman blow in Ballycasey, but he retired from it, and I took over. So it's going strong ever since, very, very strong. We have 50 members on the books. We meet every Tuesday and Thursday from 10:30 to 1. So we do work for the community and we help out in everything. Actually, yesterday now we got a phone call from Bev in Bradford. She looks after the hedgehogs and she wants us to make pins for the hedgehogs, so that's our next one. We also have buddy benches for two schools outside of Shannon, Clonmony and Stonehall Primary School. So we have to get them set up now, and until COVID we couldn't deliver them. But now we're back in action, we can get back into work, do a bit of work. And during the COVID now, some of the lads, they really missed out.
So that was for, how long were you out of action?
15 months. Now, a lot of the lads will be leading on their own, and as you can imagine, nothing to do, you know, with different times.
The Shannon Shed members appreciate how fortunate they are to have secured the premises from Shannon Commercial Properties. Local businesses also support the shed, which has come a long way from the small six-member group it was at the start.
They started out six Blown Ballycasey, and it kind of grew. I actually started Blown Ballycasey myself. but now, thanks to Commercial Properties and Tony Mulcahy, we have this place. And as you can see inside now, the local Cafe Solo opened up a new premises, and they give us all their old tables and front seats, which were perfect. So a big thanks to them for that.
It is, of course, Christy, a community project. So you're working with the community, but the community, as you say, with Cafe Solo, helping you out as well. So there's a great sense of community here in Shannon.
Oh, there is. And we're in an ideal spot. We're inside in the middle of the industrial estate. So we've loads of help. Flann and Neil gives us timber there. And you have FHB, Hennessy's, and you have Maloney's. You have a load of factories, and they're all made to help out the Minshed.
You've got the perfect location, so.
We've got the perfect location, yeah. Yeah.
How important, Christy, is the men's shed to yourself and your members? Presumably mostly retired members?
Yes, I'd be one of the youngest members, and I'm in my 60s. Very important to have something to do, something to get out of bed for, and somebody to talk to. Because, you know, men don't talk face to face, but they do shoulder to shoulder. Like inside the workshop there now, if they're doing a project, which we're, as I said, we're going to start a new one now. Next week, we'll be making fairy doors for the Shannon Walk, and we'll be helping out that lady in Bradford. But there's always something to do. Always, always somebody coming with something broken, needing repaired, and we're only too glad to do it. And you'd hear the lads there when they come in, they'd say, I've walked around Shannon for years, and you're only living down the road from me, I didn't even know you. And when they come out to the shed, well, now I know who you are. Like. So it's great for men, like.
I can imagine that, and I notice already you have some right characters in there.
There is a few characters in there, yes. Yes, there was one character, a lot of mercy, and Pat Costello was one of them.
Yes.
He worked with Clear FM.
Of course.
And he was so particular in everything. You know, we made a buddy bench in the Irish school with Pat. I thought we'd never get to the end of it because he was so particular about it. Everything had to be perfect.
And all
and
the
it
chat.
It was perfect when it was finished.
Of course it was. And all the chat.
There was more talking now than more.
So. But before any real work is done, there's always a cup of tea and a chat.
We come in, the first thing that's put on it is the kettle. That's the main thing that's working the other here. If the project in for starting, I'll just say to the lads on the table, if anybody's interested in doing this, give me a hand. And of course, you'll always get help. You know, so we have the equipment, we have all the equipment. Like. They're always willing to help. You never get somebody, no, I'm not doing this. All glad to go down there and put a hammer on their hands and do a bit of damage.
You have members, of course, who probably bring their own talents and skill sets as well. Is it also a learning process for other members?
Yes, it is. Now, talking about wood, we've done a wood turning course above in Innes. And lads, they always wanted to do it. And now they have a chance of getting these courses. So you have the Limerick and Clare local adult education, and they're willing to do courses for us, whatever we want. And the lads are only too glad to learn. And they love learning. It's never too late to learn, like. Especially when you have the facilities to work afterwards, after you've been learned. You can get down and get stuck into whatever you were taught. We have a carpenter, we have an electrician, yeah. We have an engineer, yeah. And they're all willing to help and give us ideas of what to do.
How lacking would a community be, do you believe, Christy, or your own community here in Shannon, without the men's shed?
Well, anybody that's in trouble, we say if they were having bucket collections or anything, or doing something for charities, they'd come to the men for help. So it would be a loss, actually, if anything happened. It would be a big loss. Because the world is out there, you know, men's sheds are there to help. And, you know, and we are there to help, and only too glad to help.
Can you imagine what it would be like for the members, for the community?
Well, for the members, it would be devastating. Devastating, it would. They did nothing to do with that. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't be going to the shopping centre every day. Right? How would you do? Sit home, watch television, and look at four walls, and it is great.
John Donegan suffered 3 strokes in recent years and has found that the Shannon Men's Shed has been a great support to him.
I get good enjoyment out of it, and everybody's a great help. All the lads are all a great help, and I make things with I'm good with my hands. And I had 3 strokes there about 2 years ago, and I came back only for my wife. I wouldn't have joined the shed.
So that's why you joined the shed?
Yeah.
When you retired from work, did you ever think that you would join a club like this? Were you aware
of the club? No, I had no idea whatsoever. It was only for my wife, and she asked me to come over and see what I thought of it. And I met Christy then. Like, I know most of the lads in the shed. Like, I joined up straight away and haven't looked back since.
How important do you believe that is to yourself
and to retired men like yourself?
It's very important, very important. We do things and, you know, you fix palace hooks and all that, like, and, you know, it's good for your mental health and all that, like. It gets me out of house and, you know.
Yeah, especially after having three strokes. Mm. Would you have been the type of person that would have said, damn this, and stay at home in front of the television? You were determined?
Oh, yeah, I was determined, like, even my wife and my family would tell you, like, I'm not one for sitting around. I've made gates and everything, like, since I had the strokes. Other than that, I don't lie down. I just stay, you know.
Well determined.
Yeah.
How difficult, John, was it during COVID and the lockdown not to be able to come here?
It was crazy. Like, the shed opened, but then it closed down again. We just got on with it, and it was very, very, very hard. You know, to have something like this in the community, and everybody mucks in, and, like, any fella that's good with their hands, like, and I was fixing pallet trucks and machines. And
anybody who isn't good with their hands will learn very quickly from the other lads here.
As Christy said, like, fellas just sit here and have a chat, and they're not good with their hands, we'll say.
We'll have the crack anyway.
Yeah.
Sean Collier, another member of the Shannon Men's Shed, retired in his mid-50s and heard about the shed in passing.
One day someone dropped a comment about the men's shed in a company, and they said they do a little bit of crafts and things like that, and took it from there, called in, and was made very welcome. So that's about 5 years ago. So I like it, doing a little bit of woodworking, lathe working, and one of my crazes now at the moment is doing lathe work and making timber pens.
Had you retired, or were you at a loose end?
Well, I was semi-retired, helping out my wife at home. It was a daytime activity, which I thought was very important, rather than a nighttime activity, for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours.
Coming down here then, Sean, the first day, did you know what to expect?
I had an idea, yes.
And how important has it all proven to be for you yourself personally?
It's something I would, with the result, it's something that I would recommend to other people. I've met people here who I wouldn't meet in Shannon. It's nice to meet here only in the shed and become friends, and quite helpful. It's relaxing. And as I said, it's a daytime activity, which is one of the things I like about it.
Yeah.
Well, the idea of the men's shed is to get you out of house, not going into self-lockdown, you know. God knows we've had enough of it during COVID, and with the lockdown with COVID, the ideology of the men's shed, COVID went against the whole idea. Missed it an awful lot. We started up a WhatsApps communication, because we had quite a number of phone calls on our messaging system already, and it became very entertaining too, and kept us in contact with the men's shed through COVID. Organise that.
A difficult time, and just going back to people who, after many years of work and they're retiring, there's no, for the most part, unless it's a public service or a civil service job, there's no training on how to retire, how to keep yourself occupied after retirement. People just leave a job and they don't know what to do. Presumably this is the obvious outlet.
Yes, well, I retired for a big private company, and the retirement decision wasn't exactly sudden, because it went through a few different phases, and I did get a 1 week training course up the country. The big thing, you know, I was early retirement at 56. There was a lot of things that I should have been looking at long before my retirement. Even the social welfare benefits that I was entitled to while working.
In a way, so, Sean, you were lucky because you had that 1 week course to prepare you for retirement, even at a younger age, and you probably would have handled it at 56 better than someone at 66 or 76.
Yes.
But many people wouldn't have the benefit of those courses. If they got involved in a men's shed, they wouldn't have to worry about any of that.
Well, I think the men's shed came in very convenient for me, because it looked after the 55 to 65-year-olds. You know what, they're a forgotten retired people in Ireland, and they are not exactly independent, and they do have to go in and do little jobs and get involved in something, because they're fairly active physically and mentally. They are the people who have a mine of information, mine of skills that could be slowly passed on.
In Shannon, it's not all about crafting, creating and chatting. There are some talented singers in the group as well.
We have a few singers in the group, and maybe I'm breaking away from what I'm saying, like the daytime activity, but the men's shed, there's some who liked a little bit more nighttime entertainment, and that was a bit of a singing session. It was on the second Wednesday of every month, and we had it going maybe about 15 months prior to COVID, and it was quite nice. There would be about 12 people coming in, and the nice thing about it was a small group, and you got not just one song like what you see around other singing sessions. You got two or three songs, you've got a poem or a story to tell. and it was a half eight session to maybe half nine, not later than 10, never. Mm-hmm. And like again, it was early in the evening, early out at night time, cup of coffee as well.
So another outlet, way, yeah, of meeting and keeping in touch, yeah, with friends, yes, as well.
Yes, and we also, during the sessions, like for today, for instance, we have someone else coming in here to how to deal with doing processing photographs on your mobile phone. We've had health issues, dealt with people coming in and discussing social living and all that line of business, you know.
So everything that anybody who might be retired might need to know, but might, yes, know where to get the information from, you're bringing it, yes, into the shed.
And even the information we have among ourselves can be interesting sometimes.
Sharing information, yeah, sharing knowledge.
Yeah, places to go maybe or something like that.
Coming up after the break, we return to Ennis Men's Shed, the first to be established in County Clare.
Atlantic Tales on Clare FM, in association with Nolo Loughlin Insurance Services, for all your general insurance and life assurance needs. Call Noel 086 845 9912. Visit o'loughlinfinancial.ie.
Welcome back to Atlantic Tales. The first of Clare's 10 men's sheds was formed in 2013 in Ennis by Frank McNamara. Ennis man Flann Heher heard about the shed later in the year at a time when he was recovering from an accident.
Well, Pat, first thing I say, for me personally, I probably stumbled on the Ennis men's sheds at a really good time. You know, I was recovering from an accident and I was doing a few bits and bobs and I was running out of ideas and I was really starting to be stuck at home, really, you know. Bella was downtown one day and the lads were out on the flag day and she came home with a brochure of what they were about and that got my interest. That was December 2013, so in January I went up to the boys and I met up with them and I became a member then. So it gets me out of the house, gets me meeting other lads. The camaraderie is great, we don't want to be too sensitive around it, but it's a great crack. But I found different lads have different skills. So a lad might know carpentry, I might be able to show him how to take a photograph. I show him, yes, he'll show me. So we're learners and we're teachers. We formed a great bond among ourselves, you know. It's a pressure-free zone, which is most important. You can come in today if you feel like, if you want to come today, you might want to come tomorrow, come the next day instead. Suit yourself, it's wide open for everybody, you know. And it's all relaxed atmosphere. And now we're on a rebirth now, because in fairness, Tony Mulqueen looked after us for a few years when we were starting out. He was very good to us. Then we were with Ellen Lewis for 4 or 5 years. And again, Ellen was top notch with us. And then we still hadn't our own place. You know, we hadn't a place to call our own. And we were downed in for a few months and we got the breakthrough with the lads from Rush who were out retired looking for something. But since we've met them, we've been non-stop off our feet. We're contractors were in here developing the site and we were able to tip away watching our COVID distances and all that. And so it kept us all tipping away over the last year and a half before we're only going to officially open since last week now. But from now till December, we'll probably end up sorting out our membership now. I think we'll have probably 50 at least, you know, and we'll have set up our new committee and that. But to get, you know, there's lots of lads we've met now who would be at home alone on their own and just need that bit of company, just to kind of encourage them to come out and meet with us. Even if they only came down and had a cup of tea, they don't have to be able to use a saw or dig a garden or whatever. But if they're into it, they're welcome, you know, they get a great kick out of it, you know.
The COVID pandemic started when the Ennis Men's Shed was embarking on a series of developments at their new Quinn Road base. The successive lockdowns were tough on shedders, but members managed to keep in contact.
It was, Pat, because I tell you, we were just starting to make plans of what we were going to do, and next thing, the floor was wiped out from under us. And we knew, and all the sheds knew, that there was people, that they had members out there who were really going to struggle here, you know. And so we set up Zoom meetings, and we tried to keep in touch with our members through phone if we couldn't meet them physically. And all we have a very good, clear network of all the sheds, and we used to meet maybe once a month or once every 6 weeks, and we set up a WhatsApp group. We kept in touch all the time, but in the COVID, then we even pushed it more. We set up Zoom calls and all. Now, not everybody is into the technology either, so that's where we ended up making a few phone calls to them and that, and try to encourage them to get out, do a bit of walking or whatever, you know. So it was really, really difficult. Now, it was difficult, I suppose, in every aspect of life, but from us looking at the shedder side, we knew a lot of those individuals who would really struggle under it. It was difficult to kind of make a good contact with them, like, you know. But the Zoom helped, there's no doubt, and we'd meet the other lads on the phone and we'd meet them below in the quay in Clare Castle. We'd gather down there, we'd have our chat with a few of them, spaced out in a circle, you know. So trying to keep the contact is the big secret, if you can keep the touch in at all. Because lads would get into a new maybe a different way of running their lives, and they mightn't come back to the old way either if they found something different. But for the lads that haven't found something different, it's most important to get those guys back in and up and running where they were, you know. Because we've members in here in the shed, they used to come in with their newspaper, sit down, talk to us, have the kettle going, a few biscuits, stay now with us and head off and come back again to it, you know. And for them, that was important for them, you know. Otherwise, they'd have been walking around the town kind of a way, you know.
Yes. You're encouraging anybody who thinks they might get an outlet or get a benefit from Menage.
Yes.
But there might be people saying, I don't know the lads, what
I
do.
I know. Well, when I went up to Innes Mean Shed the first morning, I only knew one. And I know it can be kind of trepidation as taking that first step in over the door. Just if they could just do that the once, because everybody will make you welcome, you know. And the fact that it's pressure free, like, you know, if you want to do something, you don't have, you know. But I can see how it would be difficult for a lad. I'd love to go up there now, but I'm too shy or whatever, you know. But I would encourage them, look, take that first step. We will look after anybody that will embrace that step, you know. So we're still encouraging. We'll take more members if they're there. They're welcome.
The Men's Shed is a national network, and Ennis in particular is an example of what can be achieved with hard work and good local support. Members from Ennis are hoping to resume their visits to other sheds as restrictions continue to ease, and have already begun to welcome members from other counties again.
We had Rialto Shed in Dublin. They're called Dublin 8 Men's Shed. There were 17 of them here yesterday. They're on tour in Clare. They went to Clarecastle Men's Shed first, and they came here yesterday, had a look around, and delighted, you know, to make the connection. We travelled ourselves up to a time in Shed there a couple of years ago. They were big into the bicycle maintenance and repairs, and we had a great power with them. So we have a good connection with South Hill Men's Shed. We've been in there, they've been out with us, and we had Orton Moore down as well. I'm grateful. I was a coordinator for the sheds in Clare for 2 years, and I met, there was about 20 other coordinators around the county, so I kind of got to know them all, and I still have a good connect with them, you know. And Terry Buck from Orton Moore was here on Tuesday, particularly thereafter a workshop, kind of something similar to ours, so we were able to bring him in and show him around and that, you know. So we've great friends made. They might be in Clare, but they're around, you know. So
yeah.
Lucky that position I did for the 2 years voluntary was great. I got to know a lot more people, and you bring ideas back to your sheds as well from other sheds, you know, and it all helps to knit the jigsaw together, you know.
Flann understands that it can be difficult for someone to try something new and join a men's shed. All sheds will do their best to encourage and support new members. The families of shedders play a very important role in the organisation.
I would try and talk to them, of course. If you could talk to them one-to-one, of course, it would be ideal, you know, because you could outlay any fears they might have if they express, you could easily put that to bed, you know. But I would encourage them to take that first step all the time, you know. Now, we have a nice Facebook page running there, and we get quite a lot of messages into us and asking about membership and that, and I give my name and phone number or whatever, and we've pulled a few members through our own Facebook page, you know. So again, I suppose it's to try and make that first initial contact with a potential member, to try and make that first contact and talk to him. Anyone that's come in, they very quickly fell in with what's been there. They just knit in and they'll do their few bits away or whatever, you know. So I it can be difficult to get the shy guy or whatever, that he might be that confident, but just keep walking around. If I get a phone call, I'd never let it go. I'd ring back again. Well, did you think about that? Come down, I'll show you around. I'd offer to show him around as well. I'd bring him down and say, look, this is what we have, you know. So I'd be encouraging him away as best I can, you know.
We better not forget to mention the wives and the partners and the families who are probably glad to have you out from under the feet for the day, but they support you in all of this as well, of course.
Oh, of course. When Bella came home to me today with the brochure, she said, read that and I'll miss you. But the girls are great. They support, you know, you have to have the support at home as well. Now, we'd have a group here. Bella arrived down there with a big load of buns and all baked for them, and she's not the only one that'll do it, you know. So they're fully behind us, and they're a great asset. They're a great help to us, you know. There's no point in going out if you're leaving anything behind. It's not right. So they're with us all the way. Thanks be to God. Look at, we'll say it on here, we'll be lost without the women. Now, Bella, did you hear that?